With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. American voters are speaking out about the Trump guilty verdict, and so too is official Washington. House Speaker Mike Johnson says virtually assures Mr. Trump's re-election in November.
There's an incredible energy on the ground that existed before this, but I was here in Ohio doing events when this came down yesterday, and I'm telling you that the enthusiasm is through the roof right now. People are so disgusted at what they're seeing the Democrats and the left do, that they're highly motivated, and I just have never seen this energy.
Speaker Johnson speaking with the Salem Radio Network's Hugh Hewitt. As for Mr. Trump, he says he has just begun to fight.
This was a rigged, disgraceful trial. The real verdict is going to be November 5th by the people, and they know what happened here, and everybody knows what happened here.
Mr. Trump says what happened here was a show trial staged in one of the bluest locales in the country, presided over by a partisan judge who hindered the defense at every turn while giving the prosecution free rein, who muzzled him with an unconstitutional gag order, who denied a change of venue request, and who issued highly questionable jury instructions. Sentencing July 11th, Mr. Trump facing potential prison time. The Biden team says no one's above the law. Also at SRNnews.com, President Biden is giving Ukraine the go-ahead to use American weapons to strike military targets inside Russia that are used to attack Ukraine's second-largest city, Kharkiv. Police call it an ambush. A Minneapolis officer is dead, is killed while providing medical care to a man, then shot him. The suspected gunman and another person were subsequently killed, a third person gravely injured. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 120 points, the Nasdaq ahead 24. This is SRN News. Sex ed classes start an uproar in Australia.
Parents are outraged after an LGBT activist delivered a presentation at a high school in Renmark, which several female students say included an explanation of bestiality. Local officials have launched an investigation. Some psychologists and leaders of the LGBT community are advocating for the recognition of people who embrace so-called zoophilia, as well as those who say they are attracted to minor children. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Season 4 of The Chosen will finally become available for streaming on Sunday night after much delay. Dallas Jenkins, who created the popular story of the life of Christ, says the show will release 2 new episodes a week through the month of June, on Sundays and Thursdays. While all of the Season 4 was released to theaters earlier this year, streaming was delayed by legal problems. Jenkins tells Religion News Service that his company is parting ways with Angel Studios. This is SRN News. It has been one problem after another with that U.S. military-built Gaza aid pier. We have an update from the Media Line's Michael Friedson.
The temporary pier assembled on the Mediterranean coast of the Gaza Strip has lasted barely a week before being torn apart by high winds and rough seas. The project had been intended to provide a path to delivering sufficient humanitarian supplies to stave off hunger in the Palestinian enclave, as the war between Israel and Hamas terrorists rages on. But critics, who are mocking the $320 million effort, insist that the pier was constructed more as a diversion than a solution. Officials estimate a daily need for 600 trucks bringing in supplies to satisfy the need. Before its destruction, the military-built pier failed to deliver the predicted 160 trucks. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
Find more details at themedialine.org. More information at srnnews.com.